your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Those are the radio talk shows. They want to charge you for accessing their websites. We do ours free. So enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. We start things out by going straight to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Will in Hawaii on the amplifier line. Hello, Will.
Hi.
Hey, what time am I?
I just want to say that the Japanese government has caused stress between my wife and myself.
How so?
They have a fingerprinting law now, which goes into effect in November, which basically any foreign visitor to the country after this November will need to get fingerprinted.
Okay.
And I refuse to do that. So this is probably going to be, forgot to mention that my wife and I are going to be going on a trip to Japan in late May. So basically this will be my first and only trip to Japan.
Because in November, did you say, they're going to be requiring you to give your fingerprints and you'd wish not to do that?
Correct. Mm. Yeah. It's not a big deal to my wife, so.
Now, is she of Japanese ancestry?
No.
Okay.
No. She has family, though, that lives there. Her two nieces and a nephew. So she said that she might be going in the future without me to go visit them, potentially.
All right. Now, what's the reason for this? Is Japan having a terrorism crackdown as well in the same way that the United States is?
Yeah, well, I guess it's apparently in response to a U.S. law, which I didn't know about, where the U.S., you know, the U.S. government is requiring foreign visitors, including from Japan, to be photographed and fingerprinted upon entry into the U.S. So apparently Japan's law is in response to that.
Wow, I didn't know that was actually going on here. I mean, I guess it makes sense in an insane sort of fascist totalitarian way. But I had known that they were going to be requiring that U.S. citizens show a passport to get back into the country, so I guess it makes sense that they would have an even more draconian requirement upon people who are from other countries.
Now, when you submit your
when you submit
your fingerprints to go to Japan, is that just the Japanese government getting them, or would they share a copy with the United States government as well?
The couple articles I read weren't really clear, although I wouldn't be surprised if they supplied them to the FBI or whatever. I mean, certainly that would be a concern. I mean, not that it would be bad enough for just the Japanese government to have them.
Have you never been fingerprinted?
Actually I was one time a few years ago by U-Haul.
U-Haul?
When I rented the truck.
Yeah.
I rented
what if they're turning that in?
Huh. I don't know. It's possible. I'm hoping. I mean, that was a while back. I'm hoping that they don't keep all their fingerprints on file. That was before 2001.
Well, you know, the more they do of this, the less people are going to want to travel. The more restrictive these travel rules become, the more likely people are just going to say, "Eh, I guess I'll just go to the beach or you know something else. I'll just stay wherever I am. Why bother going through all the hassle?"
I mean, here's a perfect example in me, and I'm sure there's plenty of people that are not visiting the United States now because of the draconian laws that are being passed here.
The thing is they start with the tracking thing. Well, we're just keeping an eye on things, and then the control gets put in. Oh, wait, fingerprint, you can't go there. Sorry.
Yep.
And, you know, at first it's all just government keeping an eye on things, keeping you safe. And then, you know, then the controls, how are they going to keep you safe? Well, by stopping some people from traveling to some places. That's just how it happens.
Once they have this database of fingerprints, I mean, once they have them, they have them. They can do essentially anything they want with them.
They do.
They sure can.
Apply them to any kind of programs.
Let's look at the Social Security number. I mean, originally, it was just a number assigned to your Social Security case. You know, this is the number by which we track you in our Social Security system. Now, it's everything. You are your Social Security number.
That's your identity, essentially, now.
And, you can't get a bank loan without giving it. It wasn't originally meant that way. Social Security number was meant for Social Security. They lied to us.
Thanks for the call, Will. We really appreciate it, and good luck with your trip. Hopefully you don't have too much of a hassle. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That whole time I was trying to dig up a story that someone had sent me via email, and I, for some reason, can't find it. But it sounded pretty outrageous. It was right in the same line with this. Essentially, there is a proposal, and I think it has actually gone through. I'm not sure if it's national or if it's just one state. I'll do my best to dig up the details here in a moment. But CD dealers, CDs, like compact discs,
uh-huh.
The used dealers uh-huh. are now going to be required to fingerprint people that want to come in and sell
really?
Compact discs.
Because previously they always used to take down your address and look at your license to make sure that you weren't stealing the discs from other people. That's how it's always been since I ever sold a disc starting at, I don't know, age 10. But
I don't even remember that happening to me when I've sold mine, but I can imagine that being the case. And now, can you imagine them asking for your fingerprints, requiring your fingerprints in order for you to sell a CD, which you're going to get a buck for?
Yeah, exactly.
$2 at most? You can take in a 60. I mean, selling a used CD does not get you a lot of cash. You've got to have stacks of used CDs
right.
to be able to walk out with anything significant.
I sold some video games in the past, video games that I played and had fun with, and some of them, went for a quarter. I felt dirty after having sold them, and I shan't be selling any video games ever again. I'd rather give somebody a video game than sell it for a quarter.
My friend went into a used CD place with a stack of about 30 CDs, and they offered him, I think, $5 for all of them, and so he just went outside and gave them to the first person who walked by.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea. In fact, I think I did find it here, if it will come up. By the way, we've got to continue talking about the Ron Paul immigration proposal tonight. From Ars Technica, Ken Fisher reporting that the legislation is supposed to stop the sale of counterfeit and or stolen music CDs. Despite the fact that there have been no proof this is a particularly pressing problem for record shops in general, yet John Mitchell, outside counsel for the National Association of Recording Merchandisers, told Billboard that this is part of some sort of a new trend among states to support secondhand goods legislation.
But here's what I don't understand is, suppose, I mean, how is it that, does a thief have to be so stupid that he would, I'm reporting my list of 30 CDs that are missing, and then he walks in with those 30 CDs?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's some evidence. But if somebody has my Madonna Lucky Star CD and goes in like that, goes in and sells that at local Boogie Woogie or wherever they sell it, I don't think that, I report that one missing. I don't think that they're really going to be able to go after that person. Oh, hey, you've got the Lucky Star CD, and this one would come up missing here. I think it might be the same one. I mean, what kind of trace is there on this?
You know, this is going to do, as Ken Fisher points out, is it's going to drive people out of the used CD business because they're not going to want to treat their customers like that. Why bother? Why should we bother with these used CDs? Yeah, the margins are decent. But why should we bother with it? New pawn shop laws are springing up all across the United States that'll make selling your used CDs at the local record store something akin to getting arrested. No, you won't spend any time in jail, but you'll certainly feel like a criminal once the local record shop makes copies of all of your identifying information and even collects your fingerprints, such as the state of affairs in Florida. Our former home. Which now has the dubious distinction of being so anal about the sale of used music CDs that record shops there are just starting to get out of the business of dealing with used content because they don't want to pay a $10,000 bond for the right to treat their customers like criminals. So there's an extra step now. It's not just that you have to fingerprint all your customers. You've got to pay for a $10,000 bond in order to be able to even do that in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know how that... you can get a surety bond relatively cheaply,
mm-hmm.
but... when you're running a pawn shop, it's not like people are just coming through your door all day long. I mean, you're not making a buttload of money at a pawn shop. It's sort of a business that people, that want privacy and that kind of thing, right?
Right.
They usually do it in conjunction with those usury loans that are out there. I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to run people out of business.
In Florida, Utah, and soon in Rhode Island and Wisconsin, selling your used CDs to the local record joint will be more scrutinized than getting a driver's license in those states. More on the way, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Still to come, the further discussion of Ron Paul's position on immigration, which I am pretty darn disappointed with. Get into that, your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Live streams included. A broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both are completely free. freetalklive.com and the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th. Through the 24th at Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's porcfest.com. And in case we haven't mentioned it enough, and I don't think we really have yet, we are going to. I don't think we really pointed that out.
Oh, yeah, we're
going
to be there.
I'm not going for the whole week, and I don't think you are either, Mark, but we're going up for Saturday, which is the big day. Saturday is the day with all of the speeches and...
I want to go for Friday, too.
...panels. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I'm going up Friday.
Are you going to come back for the Friday night show?
No, what I'm saying is I want us to go on Friday.
Oh, that's nice, because I'd already given up the hotel room for Friday night.
No, well, I've made it clear that that's what I want to do, but what are you going
to
do?
We'll have to talk about that. All right, so, yeah, we were talking about the CD law that Florida has passed, that Utah apparently already has on the books. Rhode Island and Wisconsin are looking at passing this law. Could be coming to a state near you. So sell your used CDs now, because soon, if this legislation gets passed in your state, then you'll be fingerprinted when you go to sell your used CD collection. Now, of course, the excuse is that, well, there's some thieves that steal CDs because they're worth something? Yeah. Not really. I mean, if you're going to steal something, steal some jewelry or some cash. I mean, CDs are just, you can get pennies on the dollar for those things.
Right. I mean, it's like picking up a pile of quarters, you know?
I had my car broken into and they left the CDs there.
I believe it. Really big quarters, too. And so here's the rest of the information on this law. It gets worse. I mean, it's bad enough to say that, okay, businesses that bother to stay in the business of selling used CDs after this law passes, because a lot of them are just going to throw up their hands, and you'll see why here in a moment. I mean, it's bad enough they're going to have to fingerprint their customers, but they also have to buy a $10,000 bond in order to continue to sell used CDs. But the legislation also, apparently, will be, let's see, that you'll be more scrutinized if you sell CDs. For retailers, though, there's now a waiting period statute that prohibits them from selling used CDs they've acquired until 30 days have passed. So that would mean that if you brought in a box full of your CDs, as I did when I sold my CD collection, you bring in a box full of your CDs, they've got to take that box and put it somewhere, stack all those discs in the stock room, and wait. Sit on those discs for 30 days before they can actually put them out on the shelves and sell them.
Hmm. A lot of used CD stores don't have much room in the stock room.
No, they don't.
And, well, I guess with the less people selling their CDs because they don't want to get fingerprinted, it might work out all right for them. But
still, though, I mean, this is draconian. Also, Florida law disallows stores from providing anything but store credit for used CDs. So... you can't even get cash.
This law just gets worse and worse.
They are effectively killing the used CD business.
Right. You know, and somebody out there has built a business model around selling used CDs.
Absolutely.
Somebody, not just somebody. There are people out there, people in Florida. I know for a fact that there's a music store that I've gone to that sells used CDs. I don't know that. I know they sell new ones, too. It was called Boogie Woogie,
yeah.
And there's several of them there, which I always thought was a great name for a music store.
And UCDs were a huge part of their business.
Yeah, they really were, and they're going to kill that portion of their business. Who are those legislators to say that that person's business is less important than the quote-unquote protecting of people's CDs? I don't see how this is going to protect anybody's CDs, but that's it.
I wonder who's behind this, because it seems to me that there's, if I had to guess, be cynical, it would seem to me that the new CD retailers are behind this, because it's a tough business selling CDs these days. You've got the internet out there competing, digital downloads are competing with you, iPods, MP3 players are competing with you. It's the truth that CD sales have dropped off. They're not what they used to be. CD companies have had to drop their prices as a result of their wholesale prices have had to go down as a result of the competition from the digital domain. And so it's getting more competitive. It's getting more difficult. And that's one of the reasons why the used CD segment, it's at least from my understanding of this particular market, is so important to these vendors like Boogie Woogie and like the other stores that do that mm-hmm. business. Because when you're buying in a used CD at $2, that's what you get paid on a used CD that still has some level of saleability at a $7 or $9 price point or something like that. They'll pay $2 for that and even less for some other ones. Okay, well, you get a nice little, decent little profit in there, and people know that they can go and buy new CDs from virtually anywhere. They know they can go and go online to Amazon.freetalklive.com and buy whatever new CD that they want to at a decent price, a competitive price, and not have to go to the local CD store. But the fact is, it's just not as economically viable to buy a used CD online because you still have to pay shipping and all those other costs. And so it just makes more sense, and it's easier to go down to a local store, browse through their selection, grab a used CD, and take it up to the register.
A lot of the time, you can also listen to the CD right in the store,
too. That's true.
Because it doesn't have the wrapping on it. So I know a lot of people who like to buy used CDs simply because they want to listen to it first.
Yep, all this is going to go away.
And really, that just hurts the business model of selling used CDs because, honestly, if people want to sell used CDs, they will. They'll have garage sales, and they'll do it.
eBay.
eBay. A potential thief could very easily say, put up a little sign in his yard that says, CD sale, and go out there and probably make more money for the CDs on the CDs than he would otherwise, but he'll certainly get the quarter that he would have.
Yeah.
A quarter's being optimistic, but he'll get the quarter that he was going to get by selling them to the pawn shop or the used CD place.
So why this trend and why now? Well, it's difficult to say, but to be sure, there's no love lost between retailers who sell used CDs and the music industry. You see, the Federal Trade Commission has scrutinized the music industry for putting unfair pressures on retailers who sell used CDs, following a long battle between the music industry and the retailers of the mid-1990s. The music industry dislikes used CD sales because they don't get a cut of the subsequent sales after the first. Now via the specter of piracy, new legislation is cropping up that will make it even less desirable to sell secondhand goods. Can laws targeting used DVDs be far behind?
Next books?
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on this? Let's go to the phones, and you can bring up what you want. Paul in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind, sir?
I have two suggestions and a question for all three of you guys.
Yes.
Over the last few shows, we've been hearing about people protesting, going to jail, and so forth. So I would suggest, my first suggestion is that if you're punished to in the process of exercising one of your rights, then you don't have that right. And
That sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, and I don't care if the so-called quote-unquote Constitution is there to protect it. If you're punished for it, you don't have it.
It seems clear that rights are definitely not inalienable. That seems clear to me. I wish it weren't that way. You've got a second suggestion and a question, so hang on if you would please, Paul. 800-259-9231 for your points, your questions, your topics, whatever you want to talk about goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Still to come, the Ron Paul breakdown. No, he hasn't broken down. We're going to break down his immigration policies. Anyway, we'll come back with that and your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you.
For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Here's a toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.FreeTalkLive.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, just in case you've forgotten. If you haven't gotten something for Mom, go to 1-800-Flowers.com and get her something nice. They have flowers and gifts she'll love, and they'll deliver on Mother's Day. Use code FTL.
Get out of here. On Sunday?
Yeah, they do.
That's awesome.
They use code FTL and save 10%, you said?
That's right, 10%.
Okay. Well, that's 1-800-Flowers.com. And the other thing that I wanted to say, one other thing about it, Oh yeah, less than 24 hours. So if you order like Saturday night, they'll still get it to her on
Sunday.
No
way.
Yeah, you can screw around on this. it's awesome.
That's awesome.
But don't you
Mom
really
will love it too.
They
always have some special stuff for every holiday too. So
and I'm surprised at the costs of them. I mean, you know, you can spend a lot more on flowers
or jewelry. Forget that stuff. Get her some flowers from 800flowers.com.
Yep.
1-800-Flowers.com. All right, let's go back to Paul in Maryland. Paul in Maryland, you're back on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. So you had another point and then a question.
The other suggestion that I have, and over the years I've been doing some extensive research on it, the suggestion is that the Constitution is a charter / bylaws of the corporate entity that we the people created. Now, it's my understanding that from the research... at the Library of Congress, we're shareholders to this government that we created.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've done...
Really?
Yeah.
Where's my share?
Well, we're...
And how do I get rid of it?
That's the story that we're told.
Yeah,
right, because I just
story.
Want to make a point. I mean, I didn't actually... We the people did not include me. It included some rich white guys back in the late 17th or the late 18th century.
Yeah,
but the preamble does say, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union. You know.
Right, we the people who signed this document.
I don't think that that's the intent.
I'm sorry, I interrupted your point, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, my point is that I talk to people, thousands, well, at least hundreds, at least hundreds of people a month, and everybody seems to believe that if the Constitution does not specifically prohibit the government from doing something, then they can do it. And I said, look, you got to understand one thing. If you and I were to go into business together as a real estate business, we would form a charter and bylaws. And those bylaws say that we're a real estate company. Nowhere in there does it say that we are a transformer retailer. So if you go outside our agreement, you're in violation of our agreement. We can't list everything that we can't do. It would be endless.
Right, and the 10th Amendment makes it pretty darn clear, in case they were a little confused, that anything not specifically outlined
right.
in the Constitution is none of the Fed's business.
If it's not enumerated here in this Constitution, it goes back to the states or the people, respectively.
But I guess it just goes to show how completely backwards the system has really become, and the fact that Americans, as you point out, are buying into this scam.
Well, the most upsetting thing is that after all, because I've been listening to your radio station now, and I tried to amp today, but I had a problem with doing it. But I'll get that resolved. And for the last year, and so I've been walking up to police officers, and I've been asking them specific things, like about what happened to that 80-year-old lady that was out there and got shot and killed, and so forth. And they're like, well, you know, they all typically have the same answer, is that, you know, she wouldn't have died if she didn't shoot at police. And I'm just like, look, we either have a nation of laws or we do not. Do you understand what I'm saying? And they're like,
right.
Yes. And I said, okay, then you must abide by the supreme of those laws. And that's the United States Constitution. I said, do I need to talk to you like a six-year-old with a gun?
Well, if you want to see where those people are coming from, yesterday I picked up a high school civics book, and it talks about what the Constitution is and how it's interpreted, and it spells out why we treat the Fourth Amendment like we do, and it goes through it all and explains it for the little kids, why we can't respect the Fourth Amendment like we used to and stuff.
We need safety.
Exactly. And so these people who are being churned out of these government schools don't understand the Constitution in the same way that you or I might understand it. They understand it in the way that their high school civics book taught them.
Yeah, there's no independent study. They're
right.
It's just shoved down their throat, and they believe it.
Well, I don't know if you guys recall me calling in and talking to you had a lady by the name of April, and I called in, and I was the gentleman that didn't learn how to read until after high school.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, so when I started to read, I only read things that benefited me, you know, like the rules of the game, the laws. And that's mm-hmm. how I learned to read. And the Constitution played a part of that, a big part of it. But the biggest issue about this is the police officers. But this is the question that I have for all three of you.
All right.
Because this has really been bothering me. And I agree with you 100%. However, what I'm about to tell you is because I don't trust our government. I believe this has to do with immigration. I believe that this country was founded, and it still should be, you know, everybody should be able to have the ability to come here to find a new life for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay? However, because of the government, tell me if I'm wrong, when we were quote unquote supposedly attacked on 9/11, how come the borders weren't shut down?
How could they shut down the borders?
Well, how come they didn't restrict it? At least do something to show the American people.
I mean, it's absurd. It's absurd to suggest that they would do something like that.
There's pretty big borders. You can't just shut them down.
They're already restricted. You've got to show, you've got to talk to the border bureaucrats in order to cross from one side to the other. And
what he's trying to point out is that that would have been their responsibility if we're, in fact, being attacked by people coming from other countries, that would be their responsibility to do, and they failed in that responsibility.
Yeah, and that's not the real point of this. The real point of what's been bothering me is this. These people are coming over here. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But what I have a problem with is what I believe is an agenda from our government. First of all, we all agree, and tell me if you disagree, that the public school system is dumbing down everybody, specifically when it comes to the Constitution.
Sure.
So now they're dumbed down the majority or the masses of the American people. So most of the people I talk to don't even know what their rights are, let alone to try to enforce them. Now they bring now more people are coming over here, which isn't a problem. I don't care that they're coming over here. What I'm afraid of is that now the government's going to use this quote unquote democracy, which we do not live in, but everybody believes it, or the mass majority believes it. Now we're going to have more people believing that we live in a democracy, and more people that don't know their rights.
I see where you're coming from, and in theory, you're correct. Yes, as people come over here and plug into the government system, they'll become similarly brainwashed. So, yeah, you're right about that. Is that an excuse to crack down on the border? Is it an excuse to...
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we need to crack down and start educating, like what you guys are doing. So, you know,
when you say we need to crack down, what do you mean?
We, the American people.
No, we, the liberty-minded Americans.
That's
people.
What we're doing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
So what's the question then?
The question is, you know, how can I? I just really don't trust our government, Ian.
Well, you shouldn't. Please, don't ever trust them.
Well,
don't trust them when libertarians are in charge. If that ever happens.
Oh, true. Everything should be questioned. But maybe I'm just looking for some, because I really admire all three of you guys, and anybody that comes on your show, and it just maybe I'm looking for an answer to help relax my nerves.
You know,
there's no easy answer.
The only answers that we have, you know, the only answers that Free Talk Live has ever been able to come up with at this point is downsizedc.com. You know, it's helpful. I don't know. I haven't seen a whole bunch of progress from them, but they're doing a better job than anybody else.
It's a brand new organization.
It is. I'm just saying I haven't seen a whole bunch of progress. And the Free State Project. Those are our two answers to, you know, pretty much everything. We believe you should move to New Hampshire. Once we can create a liberty-oriented government here, then other people will see how well it works.
Right. And it's got to be done in one place first, and that's the point behind the Free State Project. And thank you, Paul. And it is not an easy answer. This is not an easy solution. This is going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of education and helping others understand the nature of government and why it is not the answer to their problems. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done. So let's get started. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. We give them away. Enjoy them on us. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of anything that you purchase. So there are 40 categories for you to shop in. And they even do sell used stuff at Amazon. Believe it or not, they give us a percentage on their used sales as well, which is really great. So whether it's used or new or one of their just services that they provide, like their Amazon Unbox, where you get movie downloads straight to your computer, we get it cut on out virtually everything. So Amazon.freetalklive.com, great way to get the stuff you need delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Let's continue with the calls and talk to Rob in Georgia on the Amplifier line. Hello, Rob.
Hey. Yeah, this used CD ban is really going to cause major stuff. One of the things it's going to do, obviously, it's going to drive away a lot of business, I think, from local record shops in general.
Sure.
A lot of record shops do sell used CDs.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to drive a lot more of that business online.
Yep.
I think it's going to end up making illegal downloading much more popular because, you know, necessity is the mother of invention.
It is.
And this will make it all the more difficult, to get music at an affordable price. So people are going to start to develop easier tools so that you can get it for free.
Sure they will.
So in the long term, it's definitely going to end up hurting the record industry. But this is actually an extremely insidious sort of law, because one of the things that I believe why bureaucrats go for this kind of thing and why they went for this bill is that this gets more and more Americans into the habit that you provide biometric information and identification to conduct transactions.
Yeah. That's true, and there's not a lot of that out there right now. I mean, sure, there's the grocery store bonus card things, but
you can
put whatever name and information you want on those.
Right.
So that's not really a privacy invasion. Disney World has been requiring, as Toby mentioned, fingerprints.
So you can get around it.
There is an alternative. You can just say no to it, and then they'll let you in just by showing your driver's license. But yeah, you're right. It's a bit of conditioning, isn't it, Rob?
Absolutely, and this is the sort of thing that the corporate state, the fascist state, as some people would like to say, really thrives on, because you start these sort of laws incrementally and you build onto it. And I think that it's much easier to justify in the case of intellectual property, because intellectual property, unlike real property, requires big government to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no other way to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So at least not if you're going to call it intellectual property. Otherwise, it's just contract law and honor system. But if you're going to actually treat it as property, it requires big government to work. So they're going to be able to get this sort of stuff going to try to protect copyrights and patents. And all this is going to end up doing is make it much easier. They might lose on real ID in the very near future, but as people become more and more accustomed to, well, the private sector is already doing this, not remembering, of course, that the private sector is doing it because the government forced them to.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They'll just come to say, well, you know, why shouldn't the government be able to do this? I heard a lady at my job just today talking about how they were collecting data, and she said, well, Google already has it. I trust the government a lot more than Google, and I almost felt like going over there and slamming her. I was like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, you trust the government more than Google? I'm like, what? It was just, I mean, it blew my mind.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that is incredible.
This goes back to what Paul was talking about a few moments ago with the American people just being completely mind-warped and brainwashed into thinking that the government is this beneficial organization out there trying to protect them, when in fact it's the organization that's interfering in their privacy. It's the one that's taking away freedoms bit by bit. They're attacking used CDs now, as the Ars Technica article said. Why don't they go after used DVDs next? There's no reason why they shouldn't. If they can get away with this,
that'll be absolutely. It'll be the next step. They'll start going after. You know how I believe Wayne was talking about how they're shutting down some of the homeopathic remedies because that interferes with certain, some of the drug companies. They're going to have more and more methods for clamping down, ostensibly to protect the American people or to protect intellectual property, to protect someone, because that's always the sort of language they have to generate. They have to.
I don't see it being very unlikely that they would go and try to regulate all pawn shops in this way, where you want to go and pawn something, you're going to have to give the pawn shop your fingerprints, too, because everyone knows that, you know, criminals that rob a house or a car or something usually take their wares to the local pawn shop. So let's make it so everyone has to give their fingerprints there. Heck, why don't we just make it so people have to give up their fingerprints in order to get virtually any services from the government these days? That'd be an easy way to implement it, right? I mean, everyone has to deal with the government. Let's make it so you've got to give up fingerprints to get a driver's license. Let's make it so you've got to give up fingerprints or that your fingerprints will be on file so you can go and pay your property taxes. Who knows? They could really just go crazy with it.
They'll get you at some point, and they'll get you quickly because, you know, people use driver's licenses to fake identities. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that identity can be used as a crime, so we need to identify people and we need to track them. And then, of course, the tracking goes to control.
Yep.
You can't have a driver's license because you're on the terrorist watch list. But I'm not a terrorist. Sorry.
Fingerprints
absolutely.
To buy a car?
I mean, this is big government. This is obviously big government going wild, but really, this is the gateway to the sort of fascism that would make George Orwell blush.
You're right. This really is sort of the tip of the iceberg, isn't it?
Because absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, and it's like people never see this sort of thing coming, of course, because I don't think that even the record company people ever intend for it to ever get that bad. And I'm sure that in 50 years or 100 years, people will say, well, you know, who could have seen that coming?
Well, some people can. If you talk to, you know, the people from the old Soviet Union and Germany, and you talk to people that have lived under tyranny before, then yeah, they see it coming. It's just the Americans who still believe that it can't happen here that they're not going to see it coming.
Absolutely, this is the sort of thing that, you know, every state you're in, this is the sort of thing you have to campaign against. I mean, this is far more serious. You know, people get all wound up about term limits and the election reform and all of this sort of turd polishing that everybody likes to get involved in. But this is, like, really important stuff.
Maybe we should outlaw garage sales while we're at it. Rob, thanks for the call, man, and you're absolutely right. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, because we don't want those criminals to go and sell their CDs at a yard sale. I mean, if we make it so they can't sell them at a used CD store, they're going to try and sell them somewhere else, and that'll be yard sales, so we're going to need permits. Because, by the way, Julia, where she comes from down in Florida, they already have garage sale permits, and they probably had them for a long time. It's one of those things where I don't even know what the excuse is, but I guess it's...
But they have it.
You're conducting business without the government's permission, so you need to come down here and give us $10. $10 for a garage sale permit. Now, I don't know if you've ever done a garage sale.
But there's a lot of garage sales out there that don't make $10.
You're right. Yep, you're selling things for 25 cents.
They're just getting a piece of your profit.
A huge piece,
yep.
In many cases.
You know, this is how it is now. Imagine what it would be like if the fair tax actually was enacted. How much the government would be cracking down on used goods and secondhand items.
Because they don't want you selling used goods, because then they don't get a piece of it. You're absolutely right about that. And so maybe they'll make it so when you have to get your garage sale permit that you'll have to give up fingerprints then. And think about this. We have Russell Canning in over the weekend do an interview with us, which is archived on our website right now, freetalklive.com. But he pointed out that the fingerprinting technology has gotten much more efficient nowadays. Now they've just got this little area that you lay your hand over and they scan your fingerprints. You don't have to get an Essie anymore. You don't have to get ink all over your hand. So it'll be an easy way to sell fingerprinting to people. You'll be able to sell them with all of the safety features with none of the messiness. It'll be great. Just lay your hand on this little pad.
And it's fun. You can watch it, too.
Yeah.
It's like a video game to kids.
Yep, so it'll be sold as being really technologically advanced and cool as a result of that, and it's not messy, and it'll keep you safe, America. Are you ready to give up your prints?
We just had Public Safety Day this past Saturday in Keene, New Hampshire, where the police were out there giving free fingerprints to anyone who wants them.
Yeah. Well, now, if the police...
You gotta have that crap.
Now, to be fair to the police, in many cases, they will give the prints... They'll only give a copy of the prints to the parents.
Sometimes
not with this new system, though. This new system puts it in their system.
Oh boy,
that's bad. Was it for kids? A situation where kids identification kind of thing.
Whoever wanted them.
But you'll scan your fingerprints. They take my fingerprints. It'll set their machine on fire. they'll immediately go for their guns.
800-259-9231. So things are getting worse, and I like how Rob pointed out that most people are completely oblivious to it. They don't realize what's going on. When they hear these news stories, it makes them feel good. It makes them feel good that the government is cracking down on freedom because they feel like something's being done. This is going to help us be more safe. We should give up whatever the government wants us to give up in the name of safety and freedom. No, it's not in the name of freedom. You can't trade one for the other. You can have safety and freedom, but only if you have true freedom to where individuals can protect themselves and businesses can protect themselves and the government isn't involved. When the government claims to give you safety, all it does is end up stealing from you and hurting you. And when I say stealing from you, I mean it. Mark, you've got a story about a young boy that was stolen from by the TSA. Come on.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
When my son